Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Are you part of our WhatsApp channel yet? Where we send you the word for today directly to your mobile for free every morning. The word for today is available in English and Afrikaans in text and audio format through our WhatsApp channel. To receive the link to become part of our WhatsApp channel, simply WhatsApp the letters RK to 082-657-2729 and we will forward it to you. Let's enjoy and spread God's word together.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
By Finbond Groep Beperk waarborg ons jou kapitaalbelegging, sowel as rentekoers van 11,25% teen ons eie kredietwaardigheid. Deur jou kuponkoers van 11,25% oor 5 jaar te kapitaliseer, kan jy 'n gemiddelde jaarlikse rentekoers van so hoog as 15% verdien. Finbond Groep Beperk, lae risiko, hoë beloning. SMS RK na 30635. Wesenfees geld.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. And we played out of our news bulletin with the sounds of Worship Awake. My Worship Awake is the title of the song that we just gave to you. I guess Nia Lynn in the studio. I'm excited yet again to be hosting and to be having worshipers in the studio with me. And Lerato is here with her crew, and I'm so excited to be having her in the studio with us. How are you, Lerato?
I am nervous.
Hi, Bo.
But I am Lerato well, thank nervous? You. I'm mean,
Lerato, Lerato, states yet, radio poop it. States yet, radio poop. States, radio. Yeah. How are you?
I'm well, thanks yourself.
You're not alone in the studio. Who are you with today?
Can they introduce themselves, please?
Mm-hmm. Ogwaike.
My name is Awonke.
Aish, Awonke. Now I said Ogwaike. Yeah, ne? Yeah. I told you. I told you, ne?
Say yeah, I forgive you. My name is Awonke Magwanya, and I'm a soprano backing vocalist.
Wow.
The one that you hear there by Lerato songs. Yeah. That's me.
Nguwe.
That's me.
Nguwe. Beatrice?
Hi, my name is Beatrice, and then I'm her alto. You are definitely hearing my voice there on that song.
We are used to saying baloi. So you're saying baloi.
Yeah.
That's the right baloi, way to say. Yeah. You remember when the late President Nelson Mandela passed on, we all learned that it's Mandela.
Mandela.
It's like baloi. Welcome, guys, to Radio Pulpit. Lerato, who is Lerato Machaba?
Oh, where do I start? How do I even begin to answer that question? Well, Lerato Machaba is basically a child of God,
mm-hmm.
first and foremost. A musician, a songwriter, a singer. And, yeah, just a daughter, a friend. That is who I am. I'm a worshiper. And, yeah, to sum it up, I'm just a child of God.
Yeah, you gave your life to Jesus. And I was reading your profile there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, she has to make it clear. Mm-hmm. You know, there are many people who say I'm saved, mm-hmm. but they don't even mention Jesus.
Yeah.
But you had to make it clear. Why?
Because that is the foundation of everything. Mm-hmm. It's important for people to understand that Jesus is the reason for everything.
Yeah,
He's at the core of everything that I do.
Yeah,
I'm led and directed by Him. So, it's important to note. I'm not just saved. I'm a born-again child of God.
But you've been singing since childhood, mm-hmm. And you have gone into many choirs mm-hmm. as well. You have also established others as well mm-hmm. as you continued. So what makes the now Lerato who's ministering and recording different from the previous one? Or is it still the same one? It's just that now we are expanding and touching more around the globe.
Well, I could say it's the same one, except, of course, because it's happened over the years, there's been growth that took place. There's a lot of learning that had to take place, but otherwise the person is still the same. There's just been a little bit of exposure to certain things because, I mean, I have kind of worked with a number of people. Mm. And so along the journey, I have learned, you know, this and that. But the person is still the same.
Mm.
Yeah.
Christ is still the Lord Christ of Lords and the Lord. King of
He's
Kings.
He's still King. He's still Sunday school.
Osalu enola Sunday school.
Kesale ena ola o rata Jesu. Le rato la Jesu le no ba ile gore.
Yeah.
Le hudile.
But why music when you could have done so many other things?
I mean,
and specifically gospel music.
I think it's also because I grew up in a Christian family. I think it's important to note that. So church is all I know. Throughout my life, it's been church, you know. Grew up in Sunday school, so music was introduced from that angle of church and Christ, you know. And the reason for music, my mom was a beautiful vocalist as well, although she never did it obviously like I'm doing now.
Yeah, she never recorded.
She was just a church worshiper, if I should call it that. So I don't think for me there was any other thing, any other way to do it. You know, I'm passionate about gospel, I'm passionate about Christ. So for me it was like, this is it. There was, I didn't have a lot of options, you know. It was like, this is it. Just do this.
So Christ is all the options that you have.
Yeah. I look to the right, it's Christ. To the left, it's Christ.
Pastor Lufuno Nekota, Bonekota, away. And he says, amen. It's all about Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesus Christ at the center of it all. That's Absolutely. What Lerato says. Now, how did you choose your team? Botebogo, Beatrice, and...
Awonke.
Awonke.
You're going to get it, don't worry. How did I...
Or did they choose you?
I'm trying to think. Oh my goodness. You know, it's now that you ask this question, I realize it's been forever since I've, you know, since I've walked this journey with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it started when I used to host concerts, you know, back in Tembisa. I think we met through people, if I'm not mistaken. But the reason behind me choosing them is... obviously, the talent, there's a lot of talent here. But outside of the talent, for me, it was also their heart for, you know, for Christ as well. They are also born again, just like me. You know, so it was also important for me to walk with like-minded people.
Mm.
So for them, yes, it's the talent. But outside of the talent, it's the fact that they also know Christ. And, I mean, they are also passionate about music. They're excellent. There was no other way for me.
Your bestie wrote in, and that is Tumisang Popela. Akitsebi, roba ke Tumisang, roba ke Tumisang, saying we are proud of you, bestie, to Lerato Machaba.
Thank you, bestie.
So even in church, rena le bo bestie, ne?
Yes.
Tebogo, how did you become part of this group?
As she's saying that, we've known each other for years.
Yeah.
I can say more than 10 years now.
Yeah, if you can look into the mic, at least.
Yeah, we have more than 10 years now.
Yeah. And for you to be in this ministry?
Yeah, okay. I was born in a Christian family as well.
Yeah.
My dad was a pastor.
Yeah.
My mom is still a pastor.
Yeah.
So I met Beatrice first before I met Lerato.
Okay.
We were still young in high school, singing.
Yeah.
In your Timbisa conferences and you know, learning.
Yes.
I remember Lerato's first show would walk.
Yeah.
To go rehearse. Rehearse.
After so you also didn't have an option, eh?
I didn't have any option. Yes, I didn't have any option. It's music. Christ, yeah.
And there's no other.
No other.
Beatrice, so hi. You're the one who brought the two worlds together.
Did I?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I guess because I talk too much, I easily make friends.
And you don't look like somebody who talks too much. So what do you talk about? Christ.
I think all of my friends, we met through Christ. Yeah. We met in church. I don't think I have a friend aside of church friends.
So yeah.
Yeah, that's how we all met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I won't get when. Karuena usonoro.
I don't know.
When I got sonoro, so
sonoro, I can't tell you how we met.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But now you're part of the group, and you want.
Am I part?
Please.
I thought millions of people are listening. Please confirm.
And they're also watching you.
Yes, please confirm for
you are
for
absolutely.
Me. 101%. Nami, it's new to me. It's new to me. I'm past.
But Lerato, to have such a supportive group, mm-hmm. a family. I mean, I'm looking at you guys and I'm like, you guys are a family. You come sure. long mm-hmm. way back then. Mm-hmm. How important is it to have such? Because you are talking one language. No, I won't get angas, but you know. But she says, it means I am. Mm. So how important is it for you to have such a support?
It's very important, you know, to have people that root for you, you know, because I mean, no man is an island, you know. I couldn't have done this alone, you know. So it's important to also not just be people that sing together, but like we can be friends as well. So outside of music, we can still get along. We sure. gel, you know. So that for me is important because I don't ever want to do or feel like all of the load, because I mean ministry is work, you mm. know. We can't run away from the fact that it is work. So for the work to continue and to prosper, you need people that are, you know, holding you. Mm. You know, we see examples a lot in the Bible where people had, you know, companions, you know, mm. who helped them sure. through the journey. So mm. that for me is very important.
All right. Mm. Are we ready to hit it off with the first song?
Yeah, let's see.
And which one is it?
We'll just do a public domain now. Maybe let's start with one of my favorite hymns. That I do a lot at church, Tinas Linde Lusuku.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just jam to that for now.
Take it away.
Mm-hmm.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, Germany, Johan L says hello to you on something else. We just had Lerato Machaba in the studio. So awesome. And I see Nicoline. Umam Nicoline, our queen, says harmony on point, beautiful vocals, yeah. And I think we should say ba 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 ba, and also thank Vusi for. I won't get Uteni. Hey, I won't. Yeah, Kaliwe Ndlovu says, the moment we've been waiting for. May the Lord bless you and keep you through your ministry. From Ukaliwe. Lebohang Mabelani says, oh, our very own. Yeah, Kiabona Lirato was spreading the news that I'm on Radio Pulpit on Friday, so you shouldn't miss it. And yeah, we are sitting with you. You have a second one. Why did you choose this one first? You said it's one of the public domains. It's one of your favorites, but why? What makes it your favorite?
Because I mean, it talks about the day that is coming when we will meet with our Maker. That for me is important. It inspires me to continue living a life of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says to me, because I mean, life is full of challenges, you know, so it's easy, or it's possible to backslide, you know. But when you have this reminder, you know, my favorite scripture is Galatians 6:9, which says we should not there's a day that is coming, you know, when we, I want to quote it as it is. It says, there's a season.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember it. Why is it running away?
Do you
yeah, it says Galatians 6:9.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
I'm trying to open it for you, Galatians 6:9.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
please
quickly
do.
Run there.
Let us not become weary for doing good, because in due season you will reap a good harvest if you mm-hmm. faint not.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I love that song is that it is a reminder of that scripture to say that
to not give up.
Don't give
not
up.
Give
don't
in.
Grow weary, yeah. You know, because there's a season that's coming. There's a due season, mm-hmm. you know, that is coming where, you know, you will reap a good harvest. But a good harvest comes when you do not give up. So there's that condition of not giving up. So I love that song, because for me, it inspires me to say, you know what? Amidst the challenges, continue living for Christ, because there's a great reward that awaits you. You know, so that is why I love the song.
All right, the second one is?
The second song.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a hymn, one of my favorite. I'm a hymn girl through and through.
Yeah.
So we'll do Tato ya hao epete. Yeah, that is another hymn that I love. Yeah. Can we go on?
Plug in.
Right.
Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. Your voices, guys. Lidi Polishita gang. You know, I nearly said, thought you said something else. Yeah, Boos. I thought he said Kajay's flute. Debuch, be careful. Be careful. I thought I'm the only one who had Jay's flute. Wow, guys. Nicole says, beautiful, pure, uncluttered worship. I love it. Masibutsana.
Yes.
Yeah. V.S. Masibutsana.
Masibutsana is my sister.
Yes. She looks like you. She sounds like you.
She doesn't sound like me, but she looks like me.
Says, oh, that's my sister right there. Big ups, little sis. Mm. Kati, you are the younger one. You talk like you're the elder one.
No.
And then from you, your sister, Tabs, Tumisang came back again. Tumisang, I won't get Tebucho and Beatrice Kilerata. Mal, your voices are soothing indeed. And this is from Tumisang Popel. I want us to go to your song, Ugwenza Gwako.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote that song?
I wrote that song.
What was happening? Why did you write that one? Why Ugwenza Gwako?
You know, nothing was happening.
I love that.
There is nothing.
Oh, just the relationship, ne?
That was happening. That song is actually inspired by the scripture in Isaiah that says that his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways.
Mm.
So there is nothing in particular. There's no event that was taking place. It was just an observation of God's goodness and how, you know, he doesn't do things the way that man does things.
Mm.
And I was just, I guess when I wrote it, just reflecting and grateful that, you know, we serve a God who is not like man. Because, I mean, if God was like man, we wouldn't be forgiven.
Sure.
You know, we wouldn't be experiencing this mercy that we constantly are experiencing, you know, his faithfulness, you know. So that's what inspired the song.
So you were just loving your dad.
I was just loving my father. Because he's a loving father.
That's all. I think let's go to that one and just look at God with Lerato Machaba, Ugwenza Gwako. And I know that Awonke is on soprano there and Beatrice on alto, Teboho on.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
We can bring jams.
Are you part of our WhatsApp channel yet? Where we send you the word for today directly to your mobile for free every morning. The word for today is available in English and Afrikaans in text and audio format through our WhatsApp channel. To receive the link to become part of our WhatsApp channel, simply WhatsApp the letters RK to 082-657-2729 and we will forward it to you. Let's enjoy and spread God's word together.
It is exactly 14 minutes just before 3, and at 3 o'clock we say hello to Dremini Johan Elsa. And after Dremini Johan Elsa, something else, Lukomkwedi Puti comes through with Spectrum, Totsusir, and afterwards you have the I Am team coming through in the evening. We just had a beautiful one there from Lerato Machaba. Ay, tumisang kibon, tumisang kista. Ay, tumisang kis. Ay, tumisang. Kibesha kayen. Tumisang says, oh, bestie, I'm so emotional listening to this. Ma would have been so proud of you. Tumisang popela, ugwenza kwako. Yeah, that is like, I was looking at you listening to yourself, and I wanted to ask you, how does it sound? To sit there and you're listening to yourself.
It is so surreal. It's such a beautiful moment, you know. It's beautiful. I also just like, I'll share the sentiments that Dumisang, I really wish my mom was here because that was her dream for me for the longest time.
Yeah, to minister the gospel through song.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful moment. It's so surreal. I'm still taking it in.
Yeah. Yeah. So one day when we get to the other side, she'd be like, yeah, go on, you know.
Yeah,
God
yeah.
gave me an opportunity just to see you.
Yeah.
I wish we could talk to them, but hey, we'll see them in
bye.
Maswazana says, what a beautiful song. You guys are melodious. Wow, putting Tembisa on the map.
Yes.
Ay, nakitlo ichigagir, putting Christ on the map.
Yes.
Tembisa, we are one. So, when is the full album coming out?
Soon.
What are we working on right now?
Soon. Now we are just pushing the single because it just came out today. Yes.
That's what we're pushing right now.
Mm-hmm. We are pushing that right now. And the album, we are cooking. We are working. It's gonna come, definitely.
I can actually see Bo Mama, you know, Mthandazi Wenu Wangule
singing
on Wednesday.
Singing the song.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
And Easter is around the corner. I can see worship teams and Bon at the Bayanja.
Yes.
Okay, so right now you are working on something else, or are you already working on the full album? like there are some songs that you're putting in order?
The songs are there, but we haven't.
Hey, Ninani first. Okay.
The songs are there, but they're not recorded yet.
Uh-huh.
So for now, it's just pushing this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully in the coming year, we'll have more.
All right. And is Ugwenza Gwako out? It's coming out. Is it coming out today?
It came out today.
Yeah. And it's on which platforms? Where can we get it?
On all music platforms, Deezer, Tidal, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube Music, everywhere. Everywhere.
Humbawen. Congratulations to your new single.
Thank you so much. Is it a debut as well? Thank you. Yeah, it is.
Wow. Congratulations. And are we the first ones to play?
Yes.
Ah, Radio Pulpit. As we are closing, I'd like you to talk to a musician who loves the Lord. They love the Lord. They want to come out and be in the industry. I believe you've been through the journey. You know, you've had your fair share. What would you share with them? What are the things that are important they need to take note of as they are getting into the industry?
Christ. That is the first thing.
I told Masvudzan. I told her.
We are about putting Christ out there. Mm. That should be the inspiration. Mm. You know, it shouldn't even be money or fame or recognition. You know, if there's a name that should actually be made famous, is the name of Jesus. You know, so that I would say that is the first thing. However, you know, my pastor always says that, and I think it's a quote that he also read, that, you know, preparation, opportunity without preparation is disastrous, you know. Mm. So it is important that much as they want to get out there, they take the time to, you know, to prepare, you know, don't just prematurely go out there and say that you're ready. Allow God to prepare you, you know.
Mm.
I didn't just start, you know, I had to go through, like you said, a fair share of challenges, ups and downs, you know, but that was, I shared on my Facebook status that, you know, that was God preparing me, you know, all of those challenges that I came across, you know, it wasn't so much that God was denying me of whatever, you know, because I mean the Bible says that he rejoices to it gives him joy to bless us, you know. So so that time was him preparing me. So Lebona, I'm advising that, you know what, allow God to prepare you. You know, trust the process, you know, allow God to prepare your heart, to prepare your mind, to prepare your character, because it's tricky out there.
It's dangerous. It's tricky if your character is not trimmed and
absolutely
pruned, you're running with just the anointing.
You know,
it's very dangerous. Yeah. You can destroy others instead of building them.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming through. May the Lord keep keeping you, and all of the best with your single, all of the best with what you're putting together in studio. I just love your team. Hey, Liwani, man.
Thank you so much.
Do you remember Simunye?
thank you for having us.
Yeah, ikari little Simunye. But yeah, may the Lord bless your journey. Hopefully, we'll see you again when you have released the others as
absolutely.
Well. Make us know.
Please do call me.
Oh, we should call you. All right, we'll do that. And your music is available again on Deezer, on
Deezer,
Google,
Tidal, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube Music, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, family, let's support our own. Let's go download and be blessed by this. I'm hoping when I come to your churches in Easter, I will be listening to this one. But I would like you to play out with play us out with that very same one, the new release.
Okay.
So if you can just take us through it. And family, I'm signing out, and we're saying hello to Germany, Johan Els on something else, and Vusi on the controls. Love you, family. Have a great weekend.
The words of the Lord are words of life.
Your heart is on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.